Gnosticism by Robert C. Newman, with materials from Robert M. Grant, Gnosticism and Irenaeus Against Heresies. We discuss Gnosticism here because it has figured very strongly in the recent book and film by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code. Gnosticism was a religion that existed in or shortly after New Testament times, the early church in any case. We want to first look at Gnosticism characterized. What does it teach? And then a little bit about the origin of Gnosticism, some of the early, quote, Christian, unquote, Gnostics, and a sketch of one of the Gnostic theological systems. Gnosticism is characterized by believing that this world we live in is unredeemably bad. So salvation is escaped from this world, and that is done by means of what we might call self-knowledge. God, or the good God, or the highest God, is completely transcendent. Between God and the world are numerous intermediate spirit beings in Gnostic systems called Aeons, A-E-O-N-S, one or more of whom made this world. Somehow, and this varies from Gnostic system, one Gnostic system to another, some of the divine spark was trapped in the world in some humans. The Redeemer came down to give knowledge by which humans may attain salvation. Humans are divided into three classes, Hulic, Psychic, and Pneumatic, but those terms all have specific meanings of their own. Hulic means those humans that are earthly or material, and they are incapable of salvation. Psychic does not mean what it means for us today in terms of occultism, but means animal-like, having a soul. Sometimes we could even use the term spiritual, but that will be problematic because the other term, pneumatic, is particularly spiritual. Psychic humans are capable of salvation, but they need to accept the Gnostic gospel. Usually Orthodox Christians are put in this class. Pneumatic, or spiritual humans, are those who are already saved by nature, and typically these are the Gnostic leaders. Where did Gnosticism come from? Well, we really don't know, and so the very suggestions are diverse and rather controversial. Some think that Gnosticism arose from ancient Oriental religion, perhaps from Zoroastrian religion, or Mesopotamian religion, or Indian religion. Others think that Gnosticism arose from heterodox, that is, non-Orthodox Judaism, apocalyptic Judaism perhaps, or mystical Judaism of some sort. Still others think that Gnosticism arose from heterodox Christianity, and still others that Gnosticism arose from late Hellenistic philosophy, where we have a movement called Neoplatonism that views the mind and spirit, etc., as far better and more important than matter, etc. There are a number of early, we'll put quotes around it, Christian Gnostics, that is, teachers, gurus, etc., who have Gnostic views but clearly have some connection with Christianity. They use Christian terminology and such. Some of these are Simon Magus. The tradition in the early church is that the fellow who shows up in connection with Peter and such in Samaria, Simon the magician, etc., became one of the early founders of Gnosticism. Menander, Saturninus, Basilides, Carpocrates, Sorrentus, the Ebionites, Valentinus, the Nicolaitans, these are perhaps the same as those referred to by in the Revelation of John in one of the letters to the seven churches, Nicolaitans, Cerdo, Marcion, the Encratites, the Barbello Gnostics, the Sethian Ophites and Cainites. Some of these are obviously individuals, and some of these are groups. Some of these we only have secondhand information about, and others we have actually some material that they wrote. Barbello Gnostics believe that Barbello is the one who created the matter, etc. The Sethian Ophites are followers of the Old Testament character Seth, but also of the snake in the garden. And the Cainites are ones who think Cain was a good guy, even though the Bible speaks badly of him. Remember, the Bible speaks positively of the Creator, and Gnostics do not. Well, we're going to look at the Gnostic system of Valentinus and see a little bit about what he believes regarding the early history of the world and such. According to Valentinus, there are a large number of these intermediate spirits called ions, and he divides them into the Ogdoad, a group of eight, the Decad, a group of 10, and the Duodecad, a group of 12. So here are the Ogdoad, Proarche, Ennoia, Nous, Aletheia, Logos, Zoe, Anthropos, Ecclesia. And we might very well view these as perhaps just appropriation of pagan gods, or even lesser deities, if you like, except that they've been given names in Greek. Some of the names are obviously borrowed from Christianity, some of them perhaps not. Proarche, before the beginning. Ennoia, mind, we might say. Nous, fairly similar synonym to Ennoia, but having a little different flavor. We'll also translate it mind here, if you like. Aletheia, truth. Logos, word. Zoe, life. Anthropos, humanity, something like that. Ecclesia, church. The Decad, Bithyus, Mixus, Ageratos, Henosis, Autofues, Hedone, Akinatos, Synchrosis, Monogenes, Macaria, Bithyus, Depth, Nixus, Mixture, Ageratos, Unaging, Henosis, Unity, Autofues, Self-Existent, Hedone, Pleasure, Akinatos, Immovable, Synchrosis, something like Mixus, a combination, if you like, Monogenes, Unique, Only Begotten, possibly, Makaria, Blessed. The third group of these ions in the system of Valentinus is the Duodecad, the 12, Paracletus, Pistis, Patricos, Elpis, Metricos, Agape, Inos, Sunesis, Ecclesiasticus, Makariotes, Theletos, Sophia. Paracletus, you may recognize if you've had any Greek or even done any reading in commentaries, that's borrowed from the term that the Gospel of John uses for the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, or the Exhorter, or the Comforter, if you like. So, something like that. Pistis, faith. Patricos, having to do with one's father or fatherland, perhaps. Elpis, hope. Metricos, measured. Agape, love. Inos, praise. Sunesis, being together, something like that. Ecclesiasticus, obviously very like ecclesia before. We would translate maybe ecclesiastic, something like that. Makariotes, blessedness. Theletos, will or intention, something of that sort. And Sophia, wisdom. In this system, Sophia is the one who is blamed for the creation of matter in having a child of hers who does the creation and having it in an incorrect way. Well, that's the Gnostic ions in the system of Valentinus. the Ogdoad, the Decad, and the Duodecad make up the Pleroma, the fullness, if you like. Sophia, also called Akamoth, wisdom, consists of spirit, animal, and matter. Excuse me. Her child is the Demiurge, the god of everything outside the Pleroma, the creator in Genesis. So that's a very quick tour of Gnosticism with a little emphasis on Valentinian Gnosticism. And we say in conclusion of Gnosticism, believe it or not, it is currently experiencing a revival of sorts. Intention perhaps to be a replacement for Christianity in some people's minds, or to explain away the Gospels, or to emphasize the idea of self-knowledge, which at least some of Gnosticism had some emphasis on. Well, that's our very, very quick tour.